claiming to be the son of God did not constitute blasphemy in Jewish law. Blasphemy involves cursing God's name, and son of God is a Davidic title. So where's the blasphemy, he's asking. All right, first of all, it doesn't have to be a blasphemy charge by Talmudic law. The Gospels criticize the Pharisees for being overly strict in their observance of the law. Asher Norman says, you know, Pharisees, right? But then he goes on to say, if you follow Pharisaic law, and his note that his references are pretty much all bad on here, but these are all true things. It's just that he's given us bad references, bad citations. Okay, the Sanhedrin cannot try a capital case outside of the temple. That's true. To try a capital case, they were supposed to be on the Temple Mount. This is derived from Deuteronomy 16. So here they're in Caiaphas' house. You can't do a capital case in Caiaphas' house, according to Pharisaic law. According to Pharisaic law, criminal trials could be conducted only in daylight, and they were supposed to be over before nightfall. I don't know why, but that's true, according to Pharisaic law. According to Pharisaic law, no self-incrimination was allowed. Only two witnesses, the testimony of two or more witnesses could be accepted, but nobody could incriminate himself and say, yeah, I did it, I killed him. You know, that wouldn't be accepted. And here we have this self-incriminating thing, according to Pharisaic law. There's other things. For example, according to Jewish law in general, but certainly Pharisaic law, you can't do this on a Sabbath, or according to the Talmud, Pharisaic law, even on the eve of a Sabbath, which this would have been. There's other things too. I just can't remember them all. So how do you deal with this? On the one hand, Jewish sources say that a trial would have never gone down like this. But on the other hand, we've got, you know, this trial going down like this. How do you deal with this? Here's how I would suggest dealing with this. These aren't Pharisees. They're not Pharisees. They're Sadducees. And they don't give a rip for Pharisaic law. They don't care whatsoever about Pharisaic tradition. They're Sadducees, and they've excluded the Pharisees, and in fact, that's probably why they're meeting in the middle of the night. That's probably why the trial is taking place over in Caiaphas' house. Caiaphas is the head of the Sadducean party. So, yeah, where is Joseph of Arimathea's vote here? Where's Nicodemus' vote? Where's wise Gamaliel? They're at home. They just finished their seders. You know, they're not part of this trial. This is a secret deal. This is what's called a kangaroo court. It's not a legitimate trial. And so it's not an act of the Sanhedrin. Now, it does say the whole council. But there's different ways to understand whole council. It could be the whole council of Sadducees. The whole council of the Sadducees. Well, if they're obeying their own rules, they would be preparing for the festival and would have, or more likely, asleep at this hour. You know, because... anyway, the point is that you can't measure this trial according to Pharisaic law because the Pharisees weren't involved. The whole council altogether would have been 72. I don't know. Josephus points out all sorts of shenanigans by these guys. Corruption up to the hilt. Yep, absolutely. Well, at a certain point, the Sadducean priesthood is so corrupt that they're assassinating people. You know, so yes. And Josephus points out that it's these people, these are the same people that put James to death, the brother of the master. against the outcry of the Pharisees. The Pharisees or the Sadducees?
The Sadducees.
Yeah, the Sadducees wanted James silenced.
Yeah. Wasn't he just stirring up just too much
commotion? Yeah, and he's leader of a very popular sect that believed in the resurrection of the dead, I think was a big problem. Right. So then what do you do with that? There's this. I forgot to mention. The term Sanhedrin, we just use that kind of like Sanhedrin. Bang, Sanhedrin. There's one Sanhedrin. There's not. Sanhedrin is a Greek word for council, right? And so there's several councils. And even like here in the Tosefta, I was just reading, it was somewhere over here, and it was in Tractate Sanhedrin. I was reading that there are these different levels, there's these different courts. Every one of these courts was a greater Sanhedrin or a lesser Sanhedrin and that sort of thing. So it's not a monolithic term for just one body of legislators. We're almost done here. One more point on here. The Jews could skip down to where it says the Jews could execute criminals. What's his point? Well, why does the council bring Jesus to Pilate after they've already determined a guilty verdict?
For justification for what they're doing?
No, because they said they don't have political power to put anyone to death. Because Pilate says, you take them and put them to death. And they say, hey, we don't have the authority to put anyone to death.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why the charges change. When they bring him to Pilate, they don't say, he's a blasphemer. They say, he claimed to be king. Mm-hmm. And so they move it. It's moving to a political, secular court, so they come up with a secular charge to stick on him, right? Okay, so then they say, well, we don't have the authority to put anyone to death. Asher Norman says, they certainly did have the authority to put people to death. This is a discrepancy in the Gospels. And he says, and you can prove it from the New Testament itself. For example, Stephen. They apparently had the authority to put him to death, right? Or what about the woman caught in adultery? They say, she was caught in the very act. Now Moses says we should put her to death. What do you say? Or, for example, Paul, when he's on trial, he wants to get out of Jerusalem so the Sanhedrin won't put him to death. Right? In Acts 26:10, Paul mentions that he was casting he was putting many people to death, or working with the Sanhedrin to put people to death, right? Mm-hmm. Then he mentions John the Baptist and James the brother of John. Stephen is an act of the Sanhedrin. That's for real. But the woman caught in adultery does not imply that there actually was any sort of power of court. It was in fact, that was the point of the question, I think. It was like, Moses is supposed to stone her, but what do you say? Because then it's a trap. Because it's like, if you say, well, we should stone her, that's rebellion against Rome. You know, because Rome won't let us stone her. So that's what's going on there. And if he says, well, we shouldn't stone her, then they're like, oh, breaking the Torah. Gotcha. Paul's change of venue is quite a bit later. So is the stoning of Stephen. John the Baptist is not by the Sanhedrin. That's by the Roman appointed of Herod. Same with James as Agrippa. That's Agrippa. That's not the Sanhedrin. And Josephus doesn't give us any specific examples. So Stephen is the only real problem there. But his point is well taken. How do we know, where does this idea, you know, that the Sanhedrin didn't have the authority to put people to death come from? Where does this even come from? And so he concocts an idea to claim that actually the Romans did put him to death, and that's how he died. But Matthew and Mark made up this whole thing about the Jewish people, or the Jewish council turning him over to the Romans in this whole mock trial in order to blame the Jewish people for the death of Jesus. Yes.
Was Stephen given a trial?
Yes. Yeah. Stephen's given a trial. All right. So here's what I want to give you. This is a page from the Talmud. I'll just read this to you really quickly. And this is Avodah Zarah 8b. 40 years before the Second Temple was destroyed, so you do the math, 30 Common Era, this is the year that the Master died. 40 years before the Second Temple was destroyed, the Great Sanhedrin exiled itself from its seat in the Temple courtyard and took its seat in the building on the Temple called Chanut. They left, that's one theory, that Chanut is another chamber on the Temple Mount, but it's not necessarily. Took its seat in Chanut is all it really says. So they say, in regard to what law is this significant? And Yitzhak Bar Avdimi says, it means to say that they could not judge cases involving penalty law anymore. And then it goes on for quite a bit. Penalty law, what are we talking about? Penalty law, is that what we're really talking about? And after some discussion about penalty law and then some stories about it and that sort of thing, it goes on to say, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak said, don't say it was penalty law, the laws of fines and fees. That's not the issue. Rather, they did not try capital cases. They did not. So here we are. It's the year the Master dies. It says they did not try capital cases the year that Yeshua dies. The Gemara asks, what was their reason for ceasing to try capital cases? And it answers, since they saw there were so many murderers, they were unable to judge them all. So they said it's better that we exile ourselves from our place to another place so that they will not all be liable. Okay, that's probably not exactly how it happened. Probably exactly how it happened is that Pilate, who had jurisdiction over the region, said, you know what? You don't get to put people to death without our permission anymore. And out of protest, they probably removed themselves from the Chamber of Hewn Stone in the temple. Staying on the Temple Mount, but anyway, saying we're not allowed to put anyone to death. The remarkable thing is that you come down to the exact year. Now, these sorts of things, these sorts of political arrangements, changed all the time. You know, so it's very possible that within a year after that, power had reverted to the Sanhedrin, and they could have been back in the Chamber of Hewn Stone, issuing death sentences. So, is that a problem? No, that's not a problem. So I put on here, consider Avodah Zarah 8b. Conclusion, Asher Norman says it wasn't blasphemy. It's true, it wasn't blasphemy. But it could have been construed into blasphemy. The Gospels claim the trial took place outside the temple at night, on the Sabbath, and a festival, none of which would have happened by Pharisaic law. But it wasn't Pharisees. Mm-hmm. Jews could execute criminals. We just looked that up. They couldn't in the year that the Master died. Mark and Matthew's account of a Jewish trial appears to be a fabrication designed to switch the blame for Jesus' death from the Romans to the Jews. Nope. In fact, just the opposite.
It's like they handed him over to Pilate so they couldn't be blamed for his death because the people would be
right. Remember how they were saying not during the festival, not during the festival, because there's so many people around. Well, they end up doing it during the festival. But they get the Romans to do it for them. So it's not this. Okay, it's not our fault. Yeah. Okay. That's it. That's 20 and 21, which were not difficult. Those were easy ones. We only had one real problem, and that was that little discrepancy with Judas, right? And the field of blood.